Good morning. Plenty of low-level moisture is resulting in a fair amount of clouds early this morning across interior New York and New England, although we do have some breaks of sunshine. Areas of fog have also developed in spots, reducing visibility, and there's a couple of showers around as well. A deep trough of low pressure for this time of year will continue to swing across the region, keeping unsettled weather in the forecast. While we will have dry stretches, especially for the first part of the day, as any heating commences, the air mass will turn unstable and scattered showers will pop up around lunchtime and move through during the afternoon. The activity will be scattered and move through from time to time. However, there could be some bursts of heavier rain and rumbles of thunder as the cold pool moves overhead. Temperatures, meanwhile, will remain below average, but be higher in most places than it was yesterday, with readings generally in the lower to mid-70s. This trough will swing through overnight tonight and will start a drying trend. Skies will become partly cloudy and lows will drop back into the lower 50s. At the surface, high pressure will build in for Wednesday. Still, some cool air aloft will generate instability, so we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, but it should stay dry and pleasantly mild and again in the lower to mid-70s. With that high pressure center in control for the rest of the week, it'll be dry on Thursday with mostly sunny skies and highs in the 70s, and with a mix of sun and clouds bouncing back into the lower 80s for Friday. At this point, we'll turn our attention for the weekend to another trough of low pressure, which will be digging into the Great Lakes. This trough will move through on Saturday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs near 80, but it does look like it will clear out for Father's Day. With a mix of sun and clouds, we'll be back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong upper-level ridge across western and central parts of the country will sustain a heat wave for a large part of the western United States through the next several days. Temperatures well into the 100 teens to lower 120s are forecast for the desert southwest. Meanwhile, over Montana, high temperatures well into the 100s will be as much as 30 degrees above average. Dozens of daily record high temperatures are likely to be set over the next few days in California, the Intermountain West, Desert Southwest, Rockies, and High Plains. Excessive heat warnings and watches, as well as heat advisories, are in effect in these areas. Highs across the lower elevations of the Central Rockies could even challenge all-time records at some locations. Given the heat, dry conditions, and gusty winds elevated to critical risks of fire weather in place across the Great Basin and portions of Southern California. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Bill is located well off the North Carolina coast. Bill is forecast to briefly intensify further, then track well off the East Coast toward the Canadian Maritimes before weakening. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 45 degrees, with a southwest wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 40 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 2 miles visibility with patchy fog and 54 degrees, the dew point 54, 100% relative humidity. A west wind at 3 miles per hour and the barometer at 29.76 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley and Stovepipe Wells, California, to a low of 24 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a scattered shower, upper 70s. Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 65 degrees, the low 59, the average temperature 62, that's 6 degrees below normal. 86 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, now 1.95 inches for the month, which is 6 hundredths of an inch above normal. And 14.36 inches for the year, which is 2.02 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 57. The record high, 96, set in 1988, and the record low, 42, in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 70s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs near 70, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid 70s, becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 70s, becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-70s, mostly sunny, mid to upper 70s on Thursday, back to a mix of sun and clouds Friday, lower 80s, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday near 80, and a mix of sun and clouds for Sunday, and mostly sunny for Monday, upper 70s and lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.